Rachel Sage, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Welcome to Isla Earth. With wind turbines popping up all over the world, wind power is quickly becoming one of today's most popular renewable energy sources. But in the midst of all this progress, scientists from Denmark are taking the time to ask an important question. What happens when windmills wind down and have to be decommissioned? Researcher Dana Manandersen says that because the wind turbine industry is relatively young, there's only a limited amount of practical experience on the removal and recycling of wind turbines. So he and others have developed a plan for assessing the life cycle of offshore turbines through the year 2050. Anderson notes that it's likely to take more than 20 years before a substantial amount of practical experience regarding the dismantling, separation, recycling, and disposal of wind power systems is gained. In the meantime, however, the study provides guidelines for projecting their true environmental impact. With these guidelines, industry leaders and policymakers will be better equipped to manage the growth of wind power generation, and as it becomes an even bigger part of our future, make sure it's a greener part too. Find out more about wind power generation at isleearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Gypsy was right. Eagle's way. Took me past the outskirts of infinity, and when he brought me back, he gave me Venus, which is green. Time I'm right here in your picture frame. Jupiter saw the mind. From far away as Jupiter, Sulphur Mine, way down by the methane sea. I have a hummingbird and it hums so loud. You think you are losing your mind. From a flower named Blue, way down in California, and the New York drowns as we have had. We'll be right back.
Hey, cats. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just left the V-Disc Studios. Here we are in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time. So catch the song. Here it is. Say, I dreamed about a reef of 5 feet long, a mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper, I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding dong ding. If you're a viper, say you know you're high when your throat gets dry. Everything's dandy. Ah, yes, you run down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your little brown body scent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. 'Cause the sky is high, so am I, yes, yes. Yes, I vibe a bit, but I'm gonna vibe a bit on the 88 now. Oh, stop it, darling, I didn't know you cared. That's enough now, wait a minute, let me dream now. That's a killer. Yes, baby. You better nix out on the sidelines there. My wife's in here tonight. She don't vibe either. You know, get away. Are you kidding? Oh, dear. Say you know you're high. Yes, I know I'm high. 'Cause everything is fine dandy. Yes, gone down to the candy store. Get me Wrigley's or some peppermint candy. I love it. Yes, baby, but my body's sent. I ain't worried about no rent. Get away from me, you hussy. Yes. Sky's high, so have I. I'm gonna lay down and relax. Oh, dear. Viper.
My mama told me a long time ago, she said, son, you had better take it slow, 'cause you've been drinking and gambling, staying out all night, you just living in a fool's paradise. My mama told me, my papa told me too. He said, son, fate is gonna catch up with you if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night, you just living in a fool's paradise. Well, I have learned my lesson, just like all fools I've met. The things I've seen in this old world, I will never forget. My mama told me, my papa said it right. He said, son, you're going to drop right out of sight if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night, you just living in a fool's paradise. Thank you. Papa said it right. He said, son, you're going to drop right out of sight if you keep drinking and gambling, staying out all night. You're just living in a fool's paradise. You're just living in a fool's paradise.
Shoot. Somebody killed a crap shooter cause he didn't love. Shake, rattle and roll. Hey, hey, hey. Isle is the roughest place I've ever been. Took me with me, Ali. Lord, it took me right back to the bed.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tin Pan Alley, also known as the roughest place in town. Right here on Community Radio in the 21st century, I'm Benjamin, your host of the program. If it sounds like we're in a wind tunnel, I apologize. But I do have a fan in the on-air studio because global warming's back on, folks. In case you didn't know, global warming is back on. It had been off since the beginning of winter last year. But we're back. Global warming is back because summer started today in Kansas City. And because it is summertime in Kansas City, there's been shootings and there's probably been some lootings. Because that's what happens when the weather gets hot. People freak out and people get violent. Not that people aren't violent when it's cool out, because they are. Sure, they are. But, you know, there were four shootings within 2 hours of each other last night in Kansas City. Four shootings within 2 hours, and I think I heard all of them. Sitting on my front porch last night, I believe I heard them all. Rat-a-tat-tat.
Very centrally located, are you?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm a Midtown kind of guy, so
We kind of have reserved section seating.
We hear all the shootings. We absolutely do. And we just got a call off air that we'll get an update from on air in a little bit about another shooting that has happened locally in Midtown. Because that's the time of year it is. It's that time of year. What's the solution? What's the solution to gun violence? Michael T., go ahead.
That's a tough one.
That we're here to solve problems. We're here to be optimistic. I mean, what, in Wichita, a 4-year-old child shot an 18-month-old child while an older child and the father were all in the trailer. I don't know if it was a trailer. I'm just going to assume. They were in another part of the trailer. They were on the other half of the double wide because it's two. There's a single. There's two singles to make a double. I'm not really sure. So they were in the trailer, and this is in Wichita, Kansas. You know, they love their guns. So what's the solution to that? I mean, clearly, whenever we have an issue of gun violence, the only way to solve it is to add more guns to the situation, to arm everybody. So right. In the case of the 4-year-old that killed the 18-month-old, should the 18-month-old have had an opportunity to shoot back? Well, should the 18-month-old had an opportunity to stand its own ground?
Yeah, the 18-month-old should have been able to defend itself.
Right. I think that's kind of the argument. That's the American argument. And that may I'm not trying to make light of the fact that a young child died at the hand of a handgun.
Another young child.
Right.
Wow.
I'm not trying to make light of that. But that is literally the solution that is put forth by so many people in this country when it comes to gun violence, is that the reason why you have gun violence is because, you know, Chicago. I mean, you know, the people who are advocates of the Second Amendment will look at places like New York and Chicago and say those places are so violent because they don't have access to concealed carry handguns.
Actually, not New York.
Oh, my God. You're going to start talking about New York again. Yeah, they don't have access to concealed carry weapons in New York. You can't carry a firearm in New York City.
Oh, I know.
That's what I just
said. Plaxico Burress.
That's what I just said. And you're like, not in New York. But, yes, in New York, you cannot carry a firearm. And people who are Second Amendment advocates will say that New York has a problem with crime because you can't carry a firearm. Chicago has a problem with crime because you can't carry a firearm legally like you can in the city of Kansas City. But in reality, you look back 30 years ago and compare the crime statistics, the violent murders, the violent crime statistics between New York 30 years ago and New York today has dropped dramatically. Chicago has dropped dramatically. Chicago has an issue with gun violence. Kansas City, St. Louis have
Chicago's
issues.
Chicago's having a record year, though, this year.
A record year
with murder
compared
so
to
far.
What? Compared to what?
Being it only May.
But you go back 20 years, and there were twice as many murders in a year. So a record compared to what, Matt Drudge?
He said Matt Drudge.
Let's go.
I just read that there was that we're already on track, and last year they broke a record in Chicago.
A record compared to what? If you look at the last 3 decades of their murders, and they've gone down dramatically, so what are we? What is the record set?
We're not
talking about an overall record. Are we?
No, it's not breaking an overall record.
So then what are you talking about?
It's like the most. I'm going to look it up. It's the most murders in Chicago last year.
Look it up. We'll go to the phones. 816-931-5534. Over a decade. Over a decade. But if you go back 30 years ago, you look at.
Why can't they just make everybody. It should be like the old days where you just check your guns at the gates of the town.
What old days were those? Who, the gun check? What is the gun check desk?
The sheriff.
Have you never seen a Western? That's how all the Westerns start.
Those are movies, guys.
No, but really, they did do that. They used to say, hey, Ponderosa. You're coming into town.
The steakhouse? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Bonanza?
Which is what I find funny.
That's another steakhouse.
They figured it out back then, and we have to, like, reinvent the wheel and learn all over again that it's not a good thing for everyone to be walking around well-heeled.
Montana Mike's.
But no, we haven't learned that. Because that's the...
No, I know. It's
crazy. Everyone thinks that we need to all have guns, and that's the solution. But all right, let's go to the phones. Bill, you're a little shaken up. You're a suburban guy. You find yourself in Midtown, and you've just witnessed what always takes place in Midtown.
Well, that's correct.
So tell us what happened, Bill. What have you been a party to this evening?
All right. Well, I was just sitting out on my patio the last couple hours, just listening to music. You know, it's a very nice night out. I live two blocks away from the point, and my patio, from my patio, I can see the point from my patio. And it was pretty loud. You know, they're playing hip hop music, and you know, it's going to be the stereotype, and you know, people are going to blame the music. Well, anyway, so it was very loud. There's a lot of cars driving by. You know, for Sunday night, it's kind of weird because it's usually pretty dead. Anyway, so I was listening to my music. All of a sudden, I heard a pop, and then a pop, 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 pop. And I was, you know, I was listening to Tupac at the time. Actually, I was like, well,
you were listening
song.
To Tupac.
Like, you know, I immediately ran inside because I knew, you know, there was a gunshot, and man, like not even 5 minutes later, you hear sirens, you know, coming up to the bar, and there's, I don't know, there was at least 6 cop cars there, and I can't tell if an ambulance is there or not. My eyesight isn't that good, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm pretty shaken up by it because, you know, like I said, I was 2 blocks away. I mean, hell, I could have got hit. You know, I was outside. And then my second thought was, like I said, there's a lot of people driving by and stuff. I mean, I could have, someone possibly could be dead right now.
And might yet
way,
be.
I kind of witnessed it.
Right,
and
it might yet be because you never know
right.
what will turn up and tomorrow.
And we, you know, I'm getting my thoughts together on this. And, you know, we ask what the solutions are. We don't look in the right places. Like I said, I know, Ben, you asked me, you know, was it like hip-hop night there? And hip-hop night's going to get blamed. It's going to be, oh, it's like hip-hop music because, you know, they glorify that kind of culture and all that. Well, like I said, I was listening to Tupac on my porch. I don't shoot at people. I don't rob anyone, you know, anything like that. The difference is, And this is probably a stereotype, but if you look at the statistics, you know, I came from a two-parent household. You know, I was raised by, you know, two parents. I went to a pretty good school district. You know, people cared about their community. They're very involved. And that's where we should be looking. And for whatever reason, you know, we got, like, Sly James going to the Capitol this week, you know, talking about, oh, gun control, and we need to do this and this and this. Well, no. Like, you start by the school, you know, education, and you know, and you got to look at the economics of the area, and you know how these people are being raised. I know that might be controversial, because I think we're going to find answers that we don't like. And
Bill, what
you know,
do you
people,
mean? What do you mean by these people? I'm just joking, Bill. No, I hear what you're saying. No, and when the mayor says, when the city council, what was that, last year or the year before, when they tried to said they made a statement divesting
last
themselves.
Year they said they would divest from any companies that make guns.
Any or ammunition. And there was no.
And they didn't have any.
City pension investment in that, but they were saying, we're not going to do that, and we wish we could do more. And you have to go, what you just said, Bill, is very true, in that gun control is the very last stop on how to create a well-ordered and civil society. I mean, way before gun control, you need to have education, economic opportunity, etc. How does the government go about doing that? I haven't seen it done.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a government answer. I mean, at some point, no one's ecstatic that this is happening, but I mean, people have really got to find a way to make this stop. I mean, you know, we see it on the news, and we see, like, victims' families, and they're like, you know, we got to make this end, and, well, it keeps happening. You know, like I said, people just got to get more involved in the community. They got to, I don't know, it's brought up, you know, a different way. I don't know, we just got to start caring more about each other and trying to take care of each other. You know, if that makes sense, you know.
And damn it, you got to start snitching out there.
Right. Well, that's a bit of a problem. I don't think that's a huge problem. I think that's kind of, portrayed in the media as a bigger problem than it actually is.
Do you know how we stop all this gun play that takes place? We legalize drugs.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of it. That's, you know.
I mean, that's it. I mean, how much of the violence that takes place in the inner city of Kansas City and the inner city of all the cities across America is based upon the dope game. That's what it is.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that there are more than a fair amount of shootings that are happening in the midst of a drug deal. That's the only time. Wait. Give me a second. That's the only time that would really come into play, right? Is in the drug deal. If the guy is just high, you know, if he's a viper and he starts shooting off his pistol because he gets ticked off because you stepped on his foot, that's not legalizing drugs isn't gonna do one way or the other on that.
Well, there's
you know
a
what
domestic
I'm saying?
Issue too. I mean, you're
right. I'm saying
one
you're right.
You're likely to shoot someone is because somebody messed around with your girl, yo.
No, guys, the reason so much of this violence that's taking place in the murder zip code and all these other things, it's gang beef, right? And the gang beef is based upon drug territory. I mean, that's what ultimately we're talking about. These gangs, these sets, these crews form for protection. They operate, they exist, they have the economics is drugs. That's how they make their money. That's where the rides come from. That's where the clothes are purchased. That's how the lifestyle
is. No, I understand that is
contained. I mean, that's so most of the violence that takes place in Kansas City is amongst rival sets, rival crews. We are not seeing, I mean, there are innocent people who are brought into this violence all the time.
Right.
But the vast majority of the people that are killed are people that are involved in this game. 70%+.
Really?
Absolutely.
Of all the murders and all the...
Absolutely, if you look at the people that are getting killed. I mean, so much of this and where it's happening. This isn't just... You know, this isn't... I mean, sure, the violence is mindless, right? But
right.
It's not like it's not... It's not just random. I mean, these people...
Right.
Have, you know, these people have beef with each other. No, what this beef is probably total bull. I mean, it has nothing to do with, you know, any type of legitimate... You know, claim. I mean, you smudged my puma or whatever it is. I mean, it's stuff like
or
that,
like
right?
Over a woman, like you're hitting on my girlfriend or something. I mean, you know, stuff like that.
Right, but I guess
you look at these. I mean, how would people even be able to afford, you know, firepower if it isn't for the fact that we're talking about the drug game?
Right.
I mean, that is it. I mean, okay, so if it's not, and if it's not that, then what is it? It's just a bunch of hotheads out there just shooting at each other? You know what I mean? I mean,
you bring up a really good point. I remember, like, I think it was a week or two ago, you know, they had another incident on the plaza, and it was like a 14 or 16-year-old kid had a firearm on him. And everyone's like, well, we need, you know, stricter gun control laws. Well, hold up. I mean, you bring a good point. How does a 16-year-old kid get a gun? I mean, it's not legal. I mean, you know, there's already laws against that. So sure. How did he get that gun?
Well, that's the whole...
Dad's cabinet?
Yeah. I mean, it's the
culture.
Was it
his dad's cabinet, or is he in a gang?
I'm not sure.
Like you were saying.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I mean, it's more... I don't know that I would call it... And I don't know, because I'm not... running the streets anymore. Not that I really ran the streets, but you know what I'm saying. I was never, like, in a position where I could have my finger on the pulse of, you know, what the gangs were. Like, I just have this
vague
recollection.
For the people that don't know, the T in Michael T. Justice actually stands for thugging.
Right.
Michael Thuggin Justice.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if there's... Maybe I'm just being, you know... overly optimistic, or like I just don't want to believe.
You gotta stop doing that.
But I just don't see. I know that there's a gang problem and that the drug warfare, right? You know, over the market, that you know, my corner kind of stuff happens and goes on, and I know that even plays into a culture of, like, you know, hey, there's a guy from the other set. Even if we're not guarding our corner, we're just out and about and in Westport, and you see one of those guys. So you have this thing that's going on because of this underlying market deal. But I think a lot more of it is hotheads. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just randomly shooting
like
people?
People mm-hmm. That have a sense of what's the next step in the escalation.
The right? escalation of what, though?
Of any altercation.
The quarrel.
Of the quarrel. You and I have a beef.
But we're saying that
not about our deal, but we have a beef over whatever it is. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't think my lawyer's going to talk to your lawyer, pal.
Right.
I think me and Mr. Smith are going to talk to you.
My public defender will be talking to the prosecutor, though.
Say
exactly.
Right, he will be.
They don't think that far ahead, but I think, you know, I mean, I just think people are, and maybe it's because I'm looking for people to be running around with either red or blue on, and I'm just not seeing
right.
the gangs.
That's not the way it is.
I know that's not it. Like,
I think it's a mixture of things. You know, like, Ben, do you have the stats for sure? Like, is that true about the shootings? Is that, like, a statistic that you're throwing out, or is that kind of were you guessing about, like, the percentage of...
The murder rate's going down over...
About gang affiliation
drug
and shooting.
Activity.
Right, that's what I'm not sure about. I guess that's where I'm, like, hoping you're wrong about that.
Probably wrong about the 70%. I bet it's more than that.
Right, and I think it definitely is more than we want it to be, but I guess I'm just hopeful.
So if the vast majority of the murders that take place in Kansas City happen in one zip code in Kansas City, and they call that the murder zip code, the rates of recidivism of the people in that zip code are off the charts. People that go back to prison after having been released. There are more felons living in that zip code. I mean, what fuels all this? Where is the money here?
Well, we have talked about it many times. There is no money there, right? There is not name in that zip code. Name the corner. We talked about it last time we were together. Linwood and Prospect is a shell of what it was attempted to be in the 90s, which was an attempted revitalization then. I mean, ultimately, we're dealing with...
So you think about certain parts of town, and I think a really good example of this that's in Midtown is the Valentine and Broadway area.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the businesses that are over there, and if you really thought long and hard about it and you had a business mindset, you'd realize that the only thing that you could do over there and do well and make money at would be sell drugs.
As a business?
If you were a business person and you're like, what in this area, what market, you know, has not been cornered in this area, what could...